720 WGN, Demetrius Ivory is with us. Our conversations are sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. How is the summer going for you?
It's going well so far. I mean, we cooled down. We had a 40-something overnight low the other day ago, so that's all I need to make it for a nice summer.
Yeah, I saw you out running in between shows. Like, yeah. you're running from the TV station and then coming back, taking a shower and jumping on TV?
Part of that might not have happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I work Saturday, so there's a three-hour break in between shows. You know, it was my extra day of the week that I was working. So I just said, why not go for a run? The good thing was it was so warm that, you know, you can't go very far. I went a couple of miles, but the shower part might not have happened.
That's okay. We don't smell you on TV. So yeah. What's happening in the Caribbean? This is the earliest Cat 4 hurricane, the first ever in June. Does this mean it's going to be a really ugly season hurricane-wise?
Well, yes and no. Earliest Cat 5. We got the Cat 5 last night. Now back down to Cat 4. Typically, a system like that will fluctuate, in intensity. In terms of the season, and I know, you know, the Hurricane Center has predicted more than normal storms. You know, it's not just the storms or the intensity or the frequency of them. It's where they go. So in this case, you know, we had a tropical storm, Alberto, which was a very expensive storm, never became a hurricane. And now we have Beryl, which is, Cat 4, powerful hurricane. I mean, going to absolutely run through Jamaica and the Yucatan Peninsula in the next couple of days, may make its way into the Gulf and make that right-hand turn and head towards portions of southern Texas. But there's a possibility that it kind of stays south. Or as it reaches southern Texas, it's, you know, you're talking not a major hurricane, Cat 1 or 2. So, you know, there's the thing. I mean, more than active season doesn't always mean that they're going to hit the U.S. You would expect that to happen. But we have had more than active seasons without very much in terms of U.S. landfalls like last year.
Remember, Demetrius, like when there was a hurricane, we'd see so much footage and it would dominate the news. These weather events seem to be happening at such a pace that it's really not headline news anymore.
I don't think so. I mean, not until, you know, they're so often. The one term that I wish that we could just take away from existence is that's a 500-year storm. That's a 100-year flood. We're seeing 100-year floods every year. So, I mean, it's not, and part of climate change basically is storms are become on steroids, basically. A storm like this one went from a tropical storm to a Cat 5 in just about 2 days, very rapid intensification. So that happens a lot. And like you mentioned, I mean, you know, this is a Cat 5. Fortunately, it became a Cat 5 when it was out to sea. Hopefully, you know, areas like Grenada and, portions of the islands there, they're kind of getting the worst of it. But at least it's not, to be selfish, it's not a Cat 5 headed towards New Orleans or Miami or something like that.
Right. But when it does, we all pay the price for that because we see insurance rates go up as Florida has struggled. Their home insurance rates have gone through the roof, but I feel we pay a part of that as well.
I'm sure we do. I mean, I don't know the exact numbers on that, but I'm sure that Florida doesn't get all of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of it comes to us too. But then again, you know, we have ice storms and things like that, which probably affects everything. I'm sure it all goes back down to the consumer.
Yeah. Demetrius Ivory is with us from WGN-TV, our favorite meteorologist. Mary's got to check on the current conditions and traffic, and we'll bounce back if you have a question for him. Anything weather-related, 312-981-7200. Go ahead and text it in. What's the temp right now, Mayor? Demetrius Ivory is with us from WGN-TV. We're covering weather today. I'm reading your text messages as they're coming in. We're talking about, just climate change and the fact that a 100-year flood is no longer a 100-year flood. Demetrius, did you see what appeared to be a big house? My husband said maybe it was a store that just kind of collapsed into the river in Minnesota because of the flooding up there?
They've had so many problems. I mean, that's the thing. When we're looking at these flooding rains, you're talking records and more and more in terms of the amount of water that's coming down. I mean, that's a system that really got itself together. Fortunately for us, a lot of that energy pressed north and pressed south of us. But there's still going to be a pretty good rain that's coming our way, just kind of a remnant of that. And try insuring that place.
When is that rain coming?
That rain's going to be here tonight. We're expecting showers and thunderstorms probably, I'd say, around midnight or, you know, a little bit before midnight. That rain's probably going to linger into early Wednesday morning, and then we dry for much of the day Wednesday. And even for Independence Day, a slight chance of a shower or storm during the day. But, you know, all in all, I don't think we're going to have to worry about canceling fireworks or anything like that. It's going to be one of those things, though, that we're going to have to check the radar. You know, people who work with fireworks are usually pretty attentive to those things.
Yeah. In fact, don't they usually have a meteorologist on site?
It depends. I worked with the PGA Tour. They had a meteorologist who was always on site. So that those are some of those weird jobs that meteorologists get. So if you're talking about, you know, one of those large scale fireworks companies, you know, the ones that do, you know, New York City, Sydney and things like that, I'm sure they have a meteorologist who at least gives them the forecast. You know, and it's not just the event. It's the setup. I mean, you have to set that up a couple days ahead, and you don't want thunder and lightning. And then also, you have to really check the winds during fireworks, because if you're talking about an inversion, you could be really looking at some problems where that smoke just stays on the surface level. I was in Pittsburgh and that happened before, and it really caused problems because, you know, the city's a little bit, they're kind of mountains around it, and all the smoke from the fireworks just stayed there. And it was a big problem for the rest of that night because you couldn't see anything. It was almost like a foggy, kind of smoky thing.
Oh, geez. That's why they're talking about drone shows now. A lot of places are turning to drones. People are kind of taken with that versus fireworks. Are you a drone guy or a fireworks?
I am a drone guy. I have a drone. I have not seen a drone show in person, but they look too perfect, right? I mean, it's almost like they should have lowered the bar there, because the first drone show I saw, I think it was one of the Super Bowls, I mean, it looked like computer graphics. It was, how is that even, you know, it's just that spectacular, you know, where they're spelling things and things are walking around and, you know. So I think it's probably a great idea. I just think that that they're so good. How do you get better? They're so amazing.
You're right. Question came in for you. Demetrius, I watch you every night at 9:30. You're doing a great job. My question is, locally, how far out can we rely on the forecast? 48 hours, 1 week. Case in point, it was supposed to be a hot summer. We haven't really seen that yet. Last week, rain was forecast on July 4th. It has been a hot summer.
Yeah, it has been.
We're above 90 more than we have been in the past, right?
Right. It's our 10th. We just had our 10th warmest June on record. It was, 4 degrees, almost, 3.5 degrees warmer than normal. So it has been a hot summer. I think it's perception just because we cooled down the last couple of days. We're still waiting on days. We're still thinking that there's going to be showers and thunderstorms on the 4th of July. When you're talking about day one, day two, and day three, that's a forecast. When you go beyond that, that's considered an outlook. And in anything in life, the farther you go away, there's going to be more error. There's going to be more variance in terms of what you're going to actually see. So in terms of what you can trust, you know, if it were up to me, I would give a 3-day forecast and be the only station that no one watches, because the other guys are going 15, 20, 30 days. You know, once you get past 3 days, it becomes more of a, I know if it's going to be warm, I know if it's going to be cool, I know if it's going to be probably going to be wet, probably going to be dry. If you ask me, you know, on Friday, is it going to rain at 8 p.m., you know, that's not the best. That's not as good as if you ask me Wednesday, Thursday.
So you're saying I'm just as likely to get it right as you are?
You're probably not. As a matter of fact, you're less likely to get it right than anybody out there.
But I haven't noticed this year, Demetrius, and this is probably just totally in my head, but there have been a lot of days weather that are like 2 days. Like the morning is completely different than the afternoon. Am I wrong on that?
No, I think that's possible. I mean, you know, like today, for instance, north, it rained pretty good all morning. But then tonight it's going to rain, certainly south and maybe southwest. So I think that's that, you know, I'd say that's valid. I mean, that's more of a case of whether or not the weather pattern is what we call progressive, where storms and systems are in and out very quickly. Whereas, you know, if it's a slow pattern, it just basically sticks here. The whole day is going to be, you know, wet or showers and thunderstorms. And we've been in a pretty quick pattern, but certainly warmer than normal. This summer, you know, is going to be warmer than normal. I mean, you know, it would take a pretty chilly July and August to get to you know, we're already 3 degrees above normal. So, you know, we got to make that up.
Demetrius, can I ask you a question too, since we're going around the table here? Has it been overly windy compared to previous? It just feels like there's constantly a heavy breeze.
Depends on where you are. I bet you if you live in the south suburbs, you'd say that. It has been certainly quite windy south. And that's all indicative of those quick systems that move through, very fast-moving weather pattern. We've had a number of those, which is actually good because, you know, when you're talking about a wet system, you want it in and out. And that way you don't have to worry about the flooding and things like that. You know, when you have a slow-moving system, even slow-moving thunderstorms, then it really just kind of multiplies the flooding threat. So, you know, when you're talking about a system like that that's tightly packed in and out very quickly, yeah, it will pick up the winds. You know, I haven't seen any data that shows that we are windier than normal, but it all depends. I mean, you know, if you're in Lake County, no. If you're in Will County, yes. You know, so it's one of those things.
And Demetrius, when it says there's a 45% chance of rain. That just means that 45% of that area is likely to see rain. It doesn't mean there's just a 45% chance of it happening.
You've opened Pandora's box here. Okay. So there's a lot of different ways to there's a right way and a wrong way, but then there's also a way that people understand. You know, if we think it's going to rain all day, 100%. The way that I was taught was that you just treat the whole area like it's a dot. And is there going to be rain in that dot? That's a pretty big dot, obviously, the entire viewing and listening area. But will there be rain in that dot? And that would be the chance for rain. It's not necessarily, you know, if it only rains in Lake County but doesn't rain in Cook County, I'm not going to lower the chance for rain to 20% because it's rain in the dot.
Okay.
So it's not geographical area. It's the probability of occurrence of rain in that area.
Okay. All right, good.
Right. And that's the way
people... Everybody's planning a barbecue, and everybody looks at that, and they're like, okay, so should I change it?
Yes.
Yeah.
People always come up to me, and it's raining, and they say, well, you said only a 30% chance. Like, well, that doesn't, you know...
Right.
Do you have a...
That doesn't mean it's not...
I know you have the WGN app on your phone, but do you have, like, a dark skies app where it tells you it's going to rain in 10 minutes? Or do you have a favorite?
No, I go... Come on, you're talking about the car. No, I am anti app right now. It's good. A radar app is good. I have one called Radar Scope, and a lot of meteorologists use that. And you look at the radar, and there's no analysis. You know, you just look at the radar. Those drive me nuts.
So it's going to rain in 7 minutes.
Those drive me nuts. And then, you know, I always tell my friends and people, you know, we just get that a lot where we go out and people say, well, is it going to rain tomorrow? And you say, well, maybe tomorrow afternoon. And then they pull out their app and they say, well, my app says it'll be noon. And I'm like, well, check that app in 5 minutes and see if it says the same thing. You know, it changes over and over again. I'm not worried about the AI robots taking over weather forecasting because we have to give them the information. So
my wife actually has one. My wife has one she refers to as the happy app and one that's the angry app because one's always optimistic and one's always pessimistic.
Yeah, there is. I think I can't remember which two, but there. I hear that a lot where people are like, this app says it's going to be amazing. And the next app that I look at says it's going to be horrific. And I'm like, well, that's because it was made by the same guys who made like video games and things like that.
So rain, a little bit of rain tonight, possibly on the 4th. Otherwise, everything looks good?
Yeah, we do think rain on the 4th. We think it's going to be in the afternoon and evening. Not a high possibility, though. I'm only talking about a 30% chance until Thursday night. So, you know, we are going to have to check the radar there, and then a chance for rain again Friday. But temperatures will stay warm. I mean, today in the upper 80s, mid-80s, excuse me. Tomorrow, upper 80s, then into Independence Day, mid-80s. So July weather is here, and at least it's here for now.
Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great 4th of July.
Thank you. Happy 4th.
Demetrius Ivory on WGN-TV. The news next with Steve on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.